Firstly, we'd like to invite winner of small gold medal to say a few words about today's competition. Please.
すみません、日本語で喋ります。世界選手権でショートのスモールメダルを取れたのが今回初めてで、ちょっとした、去年取れてないです、僕。1位じゃないです。金メダル取れたのが初めてだったので、ちょっと嬉しいなって思うのと同時に、やはり、今回、僕の、得点源である4回転トーループで、綺麗に着氷することができなかったので、そこについては非常に悔しく思っています。
This is my first small gold medal that I won at the world, so I'm happy. However, my quadruple loop was not exactly clean. That's a very important jump for me to score high, so I regret that a little bit. Next, let's invite winner of small silver medals to comment his performance.
Well, these was my third silver medal world. I'm really pleased with the performance today. I've been really training really hard, and I think I've been training this program a lot, and I've been training it really well. And I came here and I did what I do on practices. So that's really grateful to see when your work is actually paying off. Points. I was waiting 93. No. I think just because of other results in other competitions, we thought it was a little bit low, but I have to take it, I have to play with it, and I have to do a great performance tomorrow. Still, I think the people really enjoy it, the audience, it was, I think they were clapping a lot, and that's the most important thing, right? If I enjoy it and they enjoy it, that's the best thing. Thank you.
At last, we will have winner of small bronze medal to say a few words about today's competition.
I'm happy to start the event because it really took some time for us to get to Shanghai, especially because I competed at the Four Continents Championships where I literally achieved the peak of my form, and it was a new experience for me to actually keep it up and take the same level of my condition to Shanghai. And so far I feel really good. It's a pity about the incident in the beginning of the program. It maybe distracted me a little bit, but it's also a new experience. I'll try to learn from it. We all are debutants here in the way that we all got our first small medals, like in each segment. And I hope tomorrow we meet again and on a better occasion. Yeah, the competition isn't over, so I'll try to do well and recover tomorrow.
Hello, I would like to ask my question to all three skaters. So before this event, I think I would say all the media would assume the top three is you three. But maybe the performance came out to a bit surprise. So what were the surprise for you in today's competition, and what do you expect for tomorrow?
このメンバーで、トップ3というか、何ですかね。僕自身はそんなにトップ3のことを予測していなくて、ショートでミスをちょっとしてしまったマキシム・コフトン選手だったりだとか、本当に今回、本当に強い選手たちがたくさんいらっしゃいますし、またファイナルに出た選手も出ていましたし、本当に、順位どうなるか分からなかった ていうのは僕の中ではあります。ただ本当に何ですかね、まあ、今回トーループを見せてしまったことは意外だったというか、別にびっくりも何もしなかったですけれども、ただ単に悔しいというか、課題が残ったなというふうに思ってますし、また今シーズン通して1回もショートプログラムにノーミスできなかったっていう悔しさもありますし、まあ、とにかく悔しいですね。あとは、まあ、フリーに関しては、まあ、フリーはフリーで明日また考えればいいかなって思ってますし、本当に、ね、せっかく今日皆さんの前でこうやって気持ちよく潰れた上にこうやって結果も残せたっていうことは、本当に常々思ってるけれども、本当に幸せ者だなというふうに今日も思いました。
Actually, I didn't know what to expect in terms of the placement or what was going to happen today. There were some strong skaters like Kofton who unfortunately made mistakes, and there were a lot of skaters who made unfortunate mistakes today. But I didn't know who would come first, second, third in terms of the placement. About not landing my quad perfect, I'm not exactly surprised, but it was regrettable. And not just today, but I was not able to skate a clean short program throughout the season, and I have a lot of regret on that. In terms of free skating tomorrow, I will think about it tomorrow, but today I skated, I felt good skating today, and I just feel lucky. I always feel lucky that when I give a decent performance, and today I also felt very lucky.
As Yusu said, it's really hard to know who is going to be in the podium, not in this competition, I think in all of them. You cannot pretty much only play by who is more consistent in the season before or during the season. But you never know what's going to happen. Maybe you have the best day, or maybe you don't have it, and that happens to me and to every single person or every single skater. I'm so glad I got to skate well and to be able to be in the podium, but I really didn't know if I was going to be here or not. Well, I was going to say something else. I don't even remember what. You know when your mind just turned white, like boop, that's what happened to me. So I talk about this competition, then I talk about what surprised me. Okay, what surprised me is, yeah, you see, take my time, but surprised me that I didn't get the season best, because it's the first time I did a clean short program. Well, I mean, it was a step level 3, but everything else it was clean. It was level 4 and all the jumps were clean. So it actually surprised me a little bit that I didn't kind of got the season best. But still, as I said before, I'll take it, and tomorrow is a different day.
Well, since the question was about surprises, mine were quite obvious. Although it was a bit personal, and maybe the start was a bit surprised with the music, and also, like, I did mistakes that I didn't do in the practice. That was a surprise to me. But other than that, I mean, I think it's a great competition. As the guys mentioned previously, the level is really high, so you cannot expect whoever is going to be like first, second, third, or fourth, fifth, and all of us are quite strong, and I think it's a great competition. I think it's very interesting. It's nice to see how figure skating is progressing over the years, And so far for like last 3 years, I think we've been so close to each other, competing all the time at the same events and being so close. So I think that just shows that we are moving in the same direction. And I can't wait for tomorrow. I think tomorrow will be even a more interesting day, and I'm sure that it's going to be another great world championships.
I have a question for Javi. So you're going to skate after Yuzhou tomorrow, which means that you may not have enough space to warm up, like what Maxime Colton did today. So do you have any plan to face that highly potential situation?
I actually had practiced with that before, because I think I skated after Yuzhou in Japan at Worlds. What was that? At Worlds, right? And I skated after him. So I don't think it's going to be worse than that. And if it is, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. Just skate, around and try to, don't kill myself. This is, you know, easier than that.
There's a question for you, Zuru. Can you talk about how frustrating it was to be out for 2 months earlier this year, recovering from surgery and then the ankle? And what did you do during that time?
まあ、手術して1ヶ月半ほど、まあ、リンクから離れていて、スケートから離れていて、で、それから練習した時に少し焦ってしまって、まあ、試合に合わせなきゃと思って焦って、4回転トーループの着氷で捻挫してしまいました。それからまた2週間休んで、まあ、本当に3月の初めまで、ちゃんとした練習ができなかったんですけれども、まあ、とにかく気持ちが、まあ、世界選手権に向けて早く練習しなくてはという焦りもありましたし、またはまあ、やはり NHK 杯の時に、まあ、ここでアクシデントがあって怪我をしてしまった後の試合がうまくいかなかったという経験があったので、まあ、その時に得た課題であったり、またそういうものを生かして、とにかく体をいたわりながらいかに追い込んでいけるかということを考えて練習していきました。
After the surgery I was away from the rink for a month and a half, and when I restarted the practice I was rushing myself and I sprained my ankle, and again I had to rest for 2 weeks.So I was not be able to practice until the beginning of the March. And I was very anxious and thinking about the world. I really wanted to get back to my training. But when I was here last time, I had an accident and injured myself, but I learned a lot from that accident and how to recover myself, trying to push my body without making... try to do my practice without pushing my body too much. So that experience gave me to get back to my training.
The dancers and the ladies get a day between the short and the long. This is for all the men. And you have to do your short and your long back to back. How difficult is it for you to get pumped up again the next day? And does it affect how you prepare for tomorrow?
普通の試合、まあまあ、グランプリなどを例にとって考えてみると、ほとんどが、まあ、1日空かないでフリースケーティングに臨みますし、まあ、特に何か特別という感覚はないです。ただ、また明日は明日で、まあ、しっかり休んで、今日しっかり休んで、明日は明日で、自分のベストなコンディションを迎えられるようにできたらいいなというふうに思います。
In other competitions like our Grand Prix series, we usually don't have a day break in between, so I don't particularly feel this is a special situation, but I want to rest my body well tonight so that I can skate tomorrow with the best condition.
I think that depends on the skater sometimes. I don't really care. If I have one day in between, then I know I have a day to rest in between. But if I don't, then I know I gotta do it back by back. So it doesn't really affect me. I just need to know, and then I'll be fine with that. And I know, like, I think the worst thing about the dance and the prayers, they're already done, you know? And we didn't even start it when they were done. And I was like, pretty much half of, like, more than half of these people, they're already in vacations, and I still have to do two programs. I think that was, like, the toughest part. I'd be like, oh my God, I was so jealous.
Dennis, please.
Well, as the guys mentioned previously, this is not something new to us. We've done this type of events before. I have to admit that, for example, Olympic Games in Sochi last year, it was exactly the same, maybe even tougher, because we finished like really, really late at night and the next practice was in the early morning. So I don't think we should make a big deal out of it. We will just try to, you know, deliver good performances. And as from my point, like, I have great coaches, and Mr. Carroll is quite strict with me, so he makes me do competitions every single day. So I'll just stick to the plan and I'll try to do my best tomorrow.
I have a question for Yuzuru and Haber. You are the teammate in Toronto, but this year you are not trained with together in long times. And in Shanghai now, you met here and have a practice in same week today. So how did you feel about each other? Feel the power or relax or friendship or something?
特に何も感じなかったです。特に長い時間一緒に練習することもなかったですし、僕が特別で、なかなかクリケットに帰って、ゆっくり練習する時間はなかったんですけれども、ただ、いつもの公式練習通りに練習してましたし、何よりブライアンが大変だなと いつも思ってて、本当に今回も、ショートプログラムの後にすぐ、自分のところに駆けつけてくれて、自分の状態を見て、で、また僕の背中を押してくれてっていうことを毎回してくれてるので、本当にブライアンに感謝したいなと思ってます。
To be very honest, I didn't feel anything in particular.It's true that I didn't have much time to go back to cricket club and practice. I wasn't able to spend much time there. But the practice session just went well. The only thing is I think we made Brian very busy and made him work very hard. Like after the short program, he came back running to me and pushed my back. And so I'm very grateful to Brian for taking care of us.
I have to answer that first. Sorry. It's true. Yeah, I forgot again. It's true that he was not in Toronto for a long time, but I knew the reasons he had to stay in Japan and take care of himself. You know, that's the most important thing. And I knew.If he had the chance to come back to train with that, then he will, you know. But unfortunately, he got like pretty much after the crash, then he got the surgery, and then he had the pain in the knee. You know, it was one thing after the other one. So, you know, we were supporting him from the cricket, and we couldn't pretty much do anything. We knew he was in a really good hands in Japan. So, and today was pretty much.We didn't really have any different feelings, you know. We trained a lot in Toronto, not this year, but we did train like last year or like even in summer. We trained a lot, so to be away for a few months, it doesn't make a big difference because we worked before a lot of hours.
This question is for all three gentlemen here, and just as Harvey mentioned before, you even didn't start your men's event before the pairs and the ice dance were down. So actually you have a very long time before the men's event here to practice. And in this practice session, some of you did very good job and some of you just skipped some of the sessions. So I want to know, how do you adjust yourself to this event during this long period? And is there any balance between warm up and calm down in this period?
僕は今回公式練習でとにかく毎回毎回、何ですかね、ミスをした後に何が原因だったのかということを常に考えながら練習をしてきました。まあ、本当に 長い時間、まあ、本番なんて言えばいいかな、長い時間練習の期間がありましたけれども、ただその練習のおかげで、このリンクではどういう風に飛んだらいいかということを考えるきっかけ、またはそういうチャンスにもなったと思いますし、実際に、まあ、いろんな大会がありますけれども、今回の僕にとってはすごくいい時間だったのではないかなと思っています。
During the practices, every time I made mistakes, I tried to get back to it and try to figure out what caused the mistake. So it is true that I had a long time to practice here, but it gave me an opportunity to make adjustment to this particular rink. And there are many competitions, but this time I think it was great that I was giving this time to all the practices.
Coming here a little bit earlier gave me actually extra time to adjust to the time, because I was coming from Toronto, and the time change was a lot. And I'm glad I came earlier, because I didn't adjust until this morning, pretty much. I was like waking up at 5 in the morning. Actually, I have a story. wait for this. So, the first day I come here, just to you, how crazy is this? I go to sleep, I take like a sleeping pill to sleep better, because if not, I go to sleep at 10 o'clock, I wake up at 11:30. I'm like, this is not working. And then I wake up like another 3-4 times. Right, I really need some time to adjust to the time, and that really helped me to come a little bit earlier. Then to practice with these skaters is exciting. So I think to come and a day before is actually helps you to get adjusted to the competition, to train with different skaters, to get excited. I don't know. I think I did a good choice to coming like one day earlier in this competition.
Dennis, please.
Well, most of us chose to come quite early, although we could have come maybe a little bit later, but I'm sure that the main reason was that all of us wanted to try the main rink, and the only practice we had was a few days ago. So and I think, you know, like we're like top level skaters, so we've done a lot of events where we would have to like spend not just 1 or 2 days or even more in one place. And for example, me, I always like to adapt in advance. Well, I'm sure other guys like to some take sleeping pills or like, you know, you need to acclimate yourself. So I came here via Korea, where I stopped for a few days and trained, for example, so I could adapt for the time difference. And I think that's not a big deal. It's still an experience. We all learn how to adapt quickly. And, you know, there were some situations when skaters, due to flight delays, would actually make to the event, like, literally from the airport. So this is why we always try to come in advance, and all of us are feeling great. And I hope tomorrow you will enjoy a good skating, mostly because we prepared very well for this event. Mm-hmm.